Ritchie Hi Mana Show, Travel Angel Radio Show, and I have Kalani Pea.
Aloha!
Aloha. Oh, you actually do put your headsets over your purple hat.
Oh my gosh, purple rules the world.
Purple rules, and I noticed you got a purple bow tie that was made just for you, Kalani.
I get purple everything. You get midweek, purple, call me Purple King.
Purple underwear yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Satin and polyester.
Purple shoes?
Everything.
Purple everything.
Everything. There's purple shoes.
Mr. Purple.
I'm the purple king, purple queen, whatever you want.
It's the royal color.
I love purple,
it is.
Cindy.
Purple's a royal color.
Like, purple makes me cry.
I know. It's so sweet.
You know, when I'm on stage, I tell everybody, I wish the skies were not blue but purple.
Oh, they are.
And they chuckle.
In my pictures, because I have you in tint, and I can tint them any color you want, and I make them Kodachrome bright purple.
I love it when you do that. You're so creative. I wish the grass was purple.
Well, in another world, it is. I've been to the other world. But Kalani, I have to congratulate you because I know you're already a Grammy winner, which was so thrilling. And I was lucky enough to be there when you and Alan jumped on stage and just let the world shine. And I have to welcome Alan. Alan Cool's guest. So
yay,
cool.
Alan.
He's putting together his media. He's Mr. Media. And he's
digital marketing guru.
He is. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you guys have been together 10 years? Is it 10
years? We've been happy for 10 years.
10 years.
He has to deal with me for the next 10, 20 years, perhaps.
Wow. Well, you know, think of the last 10 years and what a is it meteoric, meteoric rise? It's been for you. And then to get nominated again on your second CD, your sophomore release.
Thank you.
On this beautiful new one. And I'm going to play just a tad of this music here as we talk under me, because it is so absolutely beautiful. What made you choose the name to No Ani'i?
No Ani'i means we belong here. So if we're living here in Maui and we want to be a successful disc jockey, just like you, and a business owner, be it. Own it and know that you're a profound and prominent resource of Hawaii. You want to be a doctor, if you want to be a Hawaiian language practitioner, a nurse here in Hawaii, it's okay. Be that resource and own it. Own your skill set. Understand that you have your own identity, and the cultural values and practices starts at home.
Facebook, if you want to see it, it's under Alan Cool. What's talking the microphone?
Kalani Pea Music.
Oh, it's under Kalani Pea Music.
Yeah, so we're live right now on both networks. If you go Facebook.com/ Kalani Pea Music, no Okina or apostrophes, Kalani P Music, and also Instagram right now, Kalani Pea Music. Yes, we're live on both.
Oh, you're doing Instagram?
And Facebook.
And Facebook. Yeah. I love it. You are amazing.
So you can see.
Oh,
sorry.
Too much coffee.
We're so excited to see Cindy Paulos. Cindy rules the world, everybody.
You know, it's been quite a blessing today. I had Dave Mason in earlier here today.
I saw that.
He's so cool. He's so nice. We've been having these beautiful people. And Kalani, you are in the world there being our ambassador, our Aloha ambassador. And not just at the Grammys. You're going to leave for the Grammys, I think, February 2nd or 3rd. When do you go out there?
I actually leave next Friday.
Wow,
January
early.
25th for my 7-city tour that was planned a year ago.
I wanted to talk about that.
And then
leave
to the
Grammys. Because you have been traveling a lot. Now, I know I've been seeing you. You've built this huge, huge audience up in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Japan is on the Instagram right now.
Arigatou gozaimasu. Konnichiwa. Murasakichiwa.
Well, but you know, you go and you have these people that just adore you and bring you purple gifts when you play. They bring you purple everything, don't they?
I sweat profusely
purple.
On stage.
They
buy
show
me purple.
Up to the show.
Purple flowers, purple lace.
Yes, they show up dressed in purple from head to toe.
Isn't that something, Alan?
Yes. Super fans.
They're super fans. It's my Murasaki Ichiban. Mm-hmm. Murasaki means purple in Japanese.
Oh,
Ichiban means number one. So when I scream in front of whether it's 1,500 of them, I go, Murasaki Ichiban! And they're like this, yeah, Kalani-san! And it's like they wear purple just to honor me, and they give me purple roses and purple gifts. Or when I break a sweat, they have like Ralph Lauren or whatever. Like they have purple towels for me with diamonds on it.
No! my gosh.
I love you, Nihongo.
Someone did an embroidery. Someone made a towel and they embroidered the lyrics of his song in the towel. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We didn't use it yet because it's
That you got to frame.
I was framed
in the bathroom.
That I was blown away. Like, oh, my gosh. God,
that's
wow.
amazing.
Yeah. They're amazing. You know, it's so great that the Japanese love our culture.
Our language.
You know, they love our music and culture, our language, the hula, everything. Mm-hmm. Just sharing our stories of our ancestors. It's so important. And we're grateful for them, you know, that they love it so much. You know,
what age group would you say? What are the...
So it's all women. So Kalani's audience is women.
With a few men. There's a few guys.
Yeah. It's
like 10 of them out of 1,500.
Yeah, it's always like 5% men. It's all women. And then Hawaiian music is 40 plus. But because of the hula, we have a lot of younger hula dancers. So hula dancers are all in the, you know, a lot of them are in the 20s and 30s.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you actually get all
Yeah. So we get an age range because of hula. Yeah. There's 1 million dancers.
Wow.
Thousands of halau. So a lot of our kumuhula or a lot of our practitioners here go and teach there over 35 years.
Uluvehi
so,
has
right,
a halau
many.
There. Yeah,
and I love Uluvehi. Yeah. And there's kids from... 6, 7, 8 years old, 12 years old with purple, just wearing purple flowers for me. And they're like, Kalani-san, we love you, Kalani. And
do you
I'm
get
like,
to bring dancers? I know it's expensive to get everyone over there. Do you get to bring some of your dancers
I used
over?
To work with, I still do work with my Miss Aloha Hula 2006, right. Namakanalim Carvalho. But often my promoters there provide...
there's enough dancers
Dancers.
There.
They dance.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
They actually fight for... To dance.
Oh my
they
gosh.
They want
to
dance.
That's they have to, sometimes it's lottery.
Lottery.
Sometimes they have to go on a waiting list. So
it's a lottery.
It's
to
a
get
lottery.
To dance with you. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I'm so grateful. I love them so much.
Do they wear purple when they dance?
All
yes.
the time.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Bedazzled. Yeah. Like you're the fashionista queen. I know that. I love your shoes.
Thank you.
But they bedazzle themselves from head to toe.
My gosh.
We just got back and we got to perform at the Sapporo Performing Arts Center.
What was that like?
It was amazing. They actually don't let anyone just rent the hall.
What?
They don't let no one use this hall. It's like
special.
For opera singers.
Oh.
Classical music, it's like state of the art. Beautiful, unbelievable. Sapporo is all the way up. It's kind of the countryside.
Hokkaido Island. Beautiful.
It's the countryside, lots of farms.
Looks like Kula.
Oh,
farming
really?
And yeah, they grow tobacco and all kinds of produce up there. Yeah, it's more of the country, it's not the city side.
Lavender.
So it's so beautiful.
Oh, they grow lavender?
Yes!
You gotta get a picture of you in the lavender fields.
Oh, I love it.
You do.
But it was amazing to be able to perform in Sapporo at the Performing Arts Center.
It was
there.
Like the Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were not
of Japan.
Not a lot of artists have been able to perform there, so we were very stoked about that. That
right.
was one of the shows that we were stoked about while we were there.
Oh, how special! That's really great.
Yeah, and I think they had to like drop the Grammy card in order to like get them to agree for Kalani to perform there because they don't let anyone.
They don't
perform
let anyone there.
It was so. That's just the staff and the backstage and the way they organized the show and the production was unbelievable. So the MC for the show, when they tell you all cell phones off, the show will be starting in 15 minutes. They have a little booth in the back. So you know how backstage people are running around like crazy?
Yeah.
They have a little booth almost like the old fashioned carnivals and theaters. Where when you make your announcements, you go in the booth.
Really?
Do your announcement, and then you step out, so that way you do not get interrupted during your announcements.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's like really over the top. But the
Sapporo
Hall
experience.
Performing Arts Center, it was...
The sound was amazing.
Now, this is a separate island. Now, there's folks that don't
Correct.
Know.
So
the North
there
Island.
There are some amazing islands around Japan. And so, and I know right now Hawaiian Air actually has some really great rates going to Japan, folks. So if you're interested in going to Japan, Cherry Blossom time is coming up, I think.
Have you been, Cindy?
Yeah, but it's been years. I went there, gosh, 35 years ago, and it's been too long.
The food?
I've been at the airport since then for transfers, but I haven't, you know, got left. But no, I loved it, and I love the temples. You know, I love, I'm Buddhist
Spiritual.
And Christian.
Oh,
but I love going to the temples.
spiritual connections.
I had a spiritual. You've got to go to Kamakura, the outside, huge, largest outdoor Buddhas in the world. It's just about.
They took us. I had a concert at Kamakura, yes.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you get to see the Buddha?
Yes.
I have a picture. Under that Buddha, and people don't know. It's huge.
Huge.
You stand there and you just see your head.
It was like made in 900 BC or something,
there
right?
There were walls around it, but they burnt down.
Yes.
So you stand there and your head goes literally straight back to look at
but
the top.
But the mana, like our heiau, the mana is strong, the power.
It is so strong. I have to tell
you. The kupuna linger there. Oh, it's beautiful.
I stood behind, before at the base, looking up, and the Buddha's eyes there opened and looked at me, and I went into a hypnotic trance at the base of that Buddha. Mm. And I could not move. The cicadas were going really loud because they go there. You have cicadas or that, you know, do that sound when it's hot in summertime. Mm-hmm. But the cicadas were loud, and I just literally went out of my body and I went into another place there.
Wow.
It was so powerful.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, people, if you go there, you have to take the time. Because there is mana.
Huge mana. Yeah,
huge mana.
And then they have this incense thing, like to pull. What is that? Is that part of protocol?
Yeah, it's an incense burner. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
To dedicate to your spirits, to your family.
Correct.
Kupuna.
It's an offering, a ho'okupu, just like
absolutely.
What we do.
Right.
And that's why we have similar values and qualities. And that's the purpose of the album, is to bring us together, to bridge us together.
Absolutely. And so tell me about that more. Tell me about the bridge, because this is important, because when you go, not just to Japan, but on this tour you're going to be doing, I'm wrapping my cord up.
You know, Cindy, I'm all about building bridges, and the bridges will be burnt by people, but we don't like to burn bridges. We want to build bridges and continue networking, collaborating with people, right?
Mm-hmm.
And not build walls. Well, okay, we don't want to go there.
No, we do, because you know what? That's part of what Aloha and being an
Correct.
Ambassador of Aloha is about. You literally, I've got to go Facebook Live too. But when
Cindy
you're,
Paulos, ladies and
but
gentlemen.
But when you are traveling like that, there's a certain responsibility that you hold, and it kind of must have grown when you got the Grammy, right? You were already embodying it because you had the responsibility as a teacher, because you're a teacher and you carry the Hawaiian values, and you carry that in the language you understand and you speak fluently. And but on top of that, when you get a Grammy, there's an extra responsibility on top of that, isn't there?
Yes. The Grammy Award has given me the full-time job to live my dream as a musician and collaborate and network with people like you and Steph Mariani and build relationships with our friends Walter Kellerman and Ricky Kedge.
I love Walter
and Ricky. And Kenya Adi, you guys,
love Kenya.
Oscar. We love all of our indies, and we're independent musicians. And when we're independent, we're not from a big label. We pay everything on our own. We spend our own money. I tell everyone on stage, I'm a broke Grammy winner. So please, buy our CDs. Buy our merch.
Thank you. No, because people, I talk with this about, with Dave Mason about this very thing. And I asked him, are you going to write new music? And he says, well, you can't really, as a musician, afford to do that much anymore, because it's so hard to sell CDs, you know, and everything. But here you are indeed selling it. And because you are, and with the help of Alan,
mm-hmm.
knowing how to get it out there, to get the marketing out there, which is so important, you were able to go and work very, very hard doing these live concerts. I would imagine, I could be wrong, but I would imagine that when you go to Japan, you sell a lot of CDs, don't you?
Correct. I sell a lot of CDs, shirts that says Murasaki Ichiban Purple Rules. I'm serious. Lots of scarves.
Uh-huh.
Lots of... I need to get you a scarf that's made by Project Runway.
Oh, they're
all
beautiful.
I think Hawaiian music. The CD is still alive.
Huge.
You think so?
Yeah. The CD is not going anywhere with the Hawaiian music genre.
Uh-huh. Especially, because there's people out there performing and the people and the halau support.
Yeah, and a lot of it is the lyrics and the translations.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So they need that booklet. The lyrics and the translations. So when they are... when they are learning the song and dancing the song, they can't just stream it on Spotify.
Good point.
Because they don't know the meaning and the translations.
Uh-huh.
So they need to have either the booklet or a download or the physical copy.
This is so important, and people don't realize that kind of stuff takes extra work. There's a lot of details, and the Hawaiians, as you know, You can't make a mistake on these things. This is very important to get right.
Our first and second albums have 16-page booklets.
Wow, and that's a lot of extra money when you're doing a CD.
We make our living off of merchandise and CD sales more than any digital sales, of course.
Wow.
It's been changing. Our music industry changed.
Uh-huh.
But we make more... We make a living. I only can live as a full-time musician selling music as well as touring. As a touring musician, I have to tour. I have to do ticketed shows and concerts. Mm-hmm. And I have to sell music in order to make a living.
And smart marketing. Because what you do and your quality is excellent. Now, you do, and I'm sure this is Alan also behind it.
Yes.
But you do beautiful designs that reflect the Aloha energy and are very symbolic. Because as you know, in Hawaii, there's symbolism, and we see this in the tattoos, of course. You have it actually on the CD. You have your symbol that you've created, right? If people can see maybe that, you can get close.
We have a story to tell.
You have a story.
This is my branding and my... It's there's a lot of story behind this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, people think it's, okay, it's Poi Pounders. There's a Pohaku Kui'ai.
Yeah.
Well, that's significant to tying it to Haloa, to Kala, our main staple, knowing our foundation. However... They're little bow ties, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And
it talks about being modern, being innovative.
I would never have guessed that.
And leaving a legacy for the next generation to come. So the amount of bow ties, the way it's, the graphics that's placed on this, all have a story that ties to genealogy, culture, identity, hereditary. It's all significant.
And
people look at this, they're like, oh, they look like Poi Pounders.
I thought it was.
Pohaku.
I thought
but
it was.
But if you turn it over this way, it's the Simply Kalani Pe'a's bow ties.
I love it. The new symbol for people to wear of Kalani Pe'a.
Be modern. Be you.
And
be innovative.
And if you're going to get ink, you do it purple.
Be a music creator.
Purple ink. We're
yes.
Wait to see Kalani get purple ink of his bow tie.
I need it.
We need purple ink around your neck like a bow tie.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea. Or on the back. Rough. I'm just kidding.
No, this CD, the new one.
Hello, everybody.
2 years, right? Was it 2 years in the making?
No, actually, we got it done in because now from the first album, it was
the release date. Yes, was 2 years because the first CD was August 2016.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. This CD was August 2018.
Yes.
Yeah.
So with the release date, was
and,
2 years.
And the difference is, of course, here we want to give a shout out to your wonderful, wonderful producer and engineer. Dave Tucciarone?
Yes, Tucciarone.
Who's is a master.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
He is a master. What was it like working with him? Because he's
love
had
him.
So many winners, right? He's
love
had
him.
So many.
Oh, you know, Dave's ear, when it comes to engineering and mastering, he's phenomenal. You know, there's a song on this album called Kahunani no Ola'a that talks about my grandmother who has Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Well, I honor her with this song. So Kahunani, I was crying in the studio, and I cried and I cried and I cried. And then, you know, Dave is so upfront and transparent. He was like, are you crying because you're flat? I'm like, no.
I love it.
Oh, my God. But we love Dave. Dave comes from New York, lives here 30 years, and he recorded over 300 albums. You know, he worked with Roby Kahakala, wonderful Sean Awao, the Lim family. He worked with Auntie Genoa Keawe. And to be in the same studio on the same carpet was remarkable to feel the mana of other artists using the same microphone. While he changes his mic, he updates his equipment. But he's an amazing friend, engineer, and producer. And I'm glad that he's part of my life as a friend and as a mentor and as a producer. We produced this album together with Alan, and we're a great team, you know?
Well, tell me the words. I'm playing a little. You can't hear it on Facebook, but... What is it? Oh, sing. Go ahead, sing a little. I love your voice. You've got such a pure voice, Kalani.
Enani no keapua uapave noia. I got to warm up.
Oh, no, you sound beautiful. What does the words mean?
Enani no keapua means you are an exquisite flower. That's my grandmother. Uapave noia, you are adorned to my soul.
That's so beautiful.
And it is you, Kahunani, whom I love and honor.
Oh, how sweet.
This is a song for my tutu. She's alive, but she does not remember me today.
Yeah.
Because she has Alzheimer's. But you know, music brings us together.
Yes,
and
it
when
does.
And when I sing to her, she remembers me for 5 seconds.
You know, Glenn Campbell had Alzheimer's, but he was able to play his instrument and sing. Even when he had Alzheimer's, something in him was able to keep that memory of how to play and sing. And there is that magic in music. And even if she doesn't necessarily remember you more than 5 seconds, you being there with that presence brings the soul and the spirit, mm-hmm. adorns the person who's listening, and it wraps them in this beautiful lay of love, you know. And that can't be changed.
It's a story to tell.
Yes,
it is. It's making that personal connection.
Yes, absolutely. And music mm-hmm. does that. Mm-hmm. And you convey that love. I have to also say, for people who haven't had a chance to really meet you, the energy you and Alan have, and you just exude mana and energy. There's this, I mean, you're a powerhouse of that.
Thank you, I think
that's something that has
We
come
love
across.
Cindy Paulos.
Well, in
your powerhouse post. Of KOI.
You know, because it comes across in your even in your Facebook posts, and I'm sure in Japan when you go traveling, they're feeling that, you know, your energy and your exuberance that your exuberance is bounding beyond your body in a way, way out there.
I blame the coffee. That's why.
It's important to feel.
It is. You're
because,
right.
Because anyone can sing, anyone can dance, but it's kind of like, you know, when you're there taking it all in or you're performing the dance or whatever it may be, which side of the table you're on, the important thing I think is to feel it, yeah, and to know the meaning behind it.
I'm even excited for this West Coast tour. We're off.
Tell me about where you're going, because I was so excited.
Yes. Yeah. Portland. I'm singing Alberta Rose Theater. Portland.
Portland's beautiful. You've been to Portland before?
Yes, I performed there.
Wonderful?
I love it.
Yeah.
People just love, just like Hilo, rain, mold, mildew. Uh-huh. They love the rain and they love to eat Blue Star and Voodoo Donuts and drink coffee all day.
And coffee. But they exercise and they're out there and they take walks even in the rain.
And the green stuff is legal there, too.
Yes,
but
it
anyway,
is.
But anyway, so they're good
Portland's
people.
Good.
They love Hawaiian music. Lots of Hawaiians. Locals.
I love it. Oh, he's going to do it again. He's searching our library. Oh. He knows. We have albums. We have albums in there.
Just joking. I'm kidding. So,
I want to talk about the Grammy Museum.
Okay, let's talk about the Grammy Museum.
Okay, well. There. Okay, so prior to the Grammy Museum, I'm actually on this tour. I'm going to Portland,
yes.
Eugene. I'm also.
I love Eugene. I used to have a radio station there, Kazam.
Really?
Kazam.
Kazam. I heard of Kazam.
Yeah, I used to program that station.
Don't they play Hawaiian music?
I don't know if they do now, but they.
But I'm playing at the Shed.
Oh, wonderful! That's a college town.
Mm-hmm. It is a college town. Go Ducks, right?
Yeah, go Ducks. Quack quack
quack. And then I'm playing at the Harris Center in Folsom.
Awesome.
Folsom. I know.
Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And so that's Folsom, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sactown. Okay.
And then Berkeley, mm-hmm. Freight and Salvage. In Berkeley, I'm playing at the Bay
Area.
Berkeley's
for,
a wonderful,
Bay.
Wonderful, wonderful
town. And then I'm at the MIM, which is a museum, and the arts museum. I think Amy just did it and other artists, but and Uncle George in Phoenix. I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, fun.
And then Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
In
the mountains. Mm-hmm. And then I end
in Irvine.
Irvine.
OC.
Oh,
OC,
LA. Oh, yeah. And I know Irvine. What happened here? We're playing with our phones here. Did that drop? Did the Facebook Live drop? I don't know. Anyway, I'll post this one. I'll share it now. Okay, so you can see the beginning of that one.
We have all kinds of phones all over the place.
We're doing all this, yeah, social media. I love it. So that's going to be, boy, you're going to keep your chops all nice and in shape for the big Grammy appearance. Now, I've been to the Grammy Museum twice. I went there, oh my gosh, I went there when they had a George Harrison exhibit. And they had his handwriting and notes and little notes with his lyrics and, I mean, some amazing things. And a lot of people don't know about this museum. But if you're in L.A., you have to go to downtown L.A. because it's downtown. But it is really worth. They have some excellent things going on there, don't they?
Yeah, the Grammy Museum. They're going to be honoring who this time? I mean, I sang during the year.
You sang a couple years ago.
Honoring Kalapana, I think.
Yeah.
So but this year, who? I mean, you don't have to really elaborate. I don't know if I don't know who's performing. And
well, I just saw this record. It's so funny. No.
Here we go again. He knows about. We have a little treasure trove back there.
I love your treasures.
Yeah. So I've seen this record of Melveen. So this year's theme is was supposed to be the 70s.
Oh, really?
But it was hard to get a hold of everyone. Uh-huh. So the original theme was Society of Seven, Don Ho, and Melveen Lee.
Oh my God!
But they changed it because it was hard to kind of get everyone.
Yeah.
So they changed it to the music of Waikiki. Huh. So their Hawaiian night will be Wednesday, Grammy week, as always.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, they'll do educational workshops. You can sign up at GrammyMuseum.com. And then they will have music of Waikiki. So we have people that have... we have people who are... There's not many artists who are doing long decades of runs in Waikiki anymore, like the old shows.
Yeah.
So they are highlighting those who have had nice long runs, like 5 years, 7 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Nathan Aveau.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the performances are going to be Melveen. I'm sure Don Ho's family will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Nahoa playing?
Kimi Miner's coming to represent Outrigger Resorts. They're always a sponsor.
Oh, good.
Who else did you Nahoa, who is another Maui nominee, is performing.
If I could go to the Grammy Museum, I would love to see Nahoa and Kimi perform.
I know.
Yeah.
We're on tour, so we won't be there.
Them, I would love to see.
But they're going to be on Danny Couch.
And Danny Couch, I love.
So Danny Couch,
I would love to see it. Right? I mean, that song is, and a lot of people know that song who are not from here, right? This is Aloha.
This is Aloha.
Yes, you get it.
This is Aloha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He actually broke the glass on that.
Oh, yeah, bro.
No, I love it. No, but Danny's a legend also. And you know what? I've never heard him sing before in person. I never have.
He's an amazing...
he is, yeah.
Danny has... We finally got to connect with him. So Danny has been performing in Waikiki forever.
Yeah.
He performs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, Danny Couch has recorded probably 30 albums.
Mm-hmm.
The famous song is, I love Hawaii.
Yes, that's dun, dun, true.
Dun, dun,
that's
dun,
true.
Dun, yeah. Dun. Yeah. We got to do a Japan show with him, and that was that was so much fun. We end with the train
Japan concert,
and they do a train with everyone, and they run around the venue. It's super fun.
What, tell me about that. What do you mean they do a train and they run around the venue? What's that?
So everyone does their segment. So there's a bunch of artists, mm-hmm. you know. So everyone does their 20 minutes or whatever, and then Danny would close the show,
mm-hmm.
With the song "I Love Hawaii," because it's very you know, it's energetic. It's uplifting, and it gets the audience like to wake up before they leave. And the song is "I Love Hawaii." So they do a train where the cast comes out, all the performers, and then all the hula dancers. They do a train like a snake on the stage. Oh, Kalani, your phone. They do a train snake around the stage, and then they go into the audience.
Oh, they do.
Yes,
they actually start running around.
Yes.
And so everyone gets really excited and following.
Yes.
But
anyways, the Grammy Museum is on, I think it's the 8th, if that's the Wednesday before the show. Please go. If we're going to be in Phoenix. So if you know anyone in Phoenix, please share the news about the tour. But if you are in LA early for Grammy week,
go check it out.
And I had to
Did you help arrange it?
Well, kind of. Yeah. I knew we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure some of the other artists knew. So I had to kind of wring Nahoa's neck to get them to agree to do this show.
Yeah.
The Grammy Museum is small. It's only 200 seats, but it's state of the art.
Yeah.
Artists like Taylor Swift have performed inside that theater. Oh, they've had some
of the top people in there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's called the Clive Davis Theater.
Uh-huh.
And we have a lot of Maui representation this year. Uncle George Kahumoku will be going.
Oh, I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. We love George. Of course, he's gotten 4 Grammys. And,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many know Hoku?
Oh, my God. I can't keep track. Yeah. But yeah, so there's going to be Melvin, Danny, represent Nathan, Kavika Kahiapo.
Henry Allen. I like Henry Allen, but he doesn't get the recognition he deserves, I think. I mean,
who?
Henry Allen.
Yeah, I know Henry, Uncle Henry? Yeah. Henry I'm not Allen? Sure. You know,
he's one of the first steel guitar players to actually, and he does now the boat tours and things, but no, Henry's great. Yeah. Yeah.
So there's also, so yeah, basically, you know, Melvin,
You said her name like 5 times.
You want to show the picture of the album on your phone?
You don't have.
Melvin.
Yeah, so the Grammy Museum.
He's going to take just, this home with him,
if you're in LA, and you want a fun Hawaiian show, if you're there early, or you know anyone, Hawaiian Night is still going.
But tickets to my concert and West Coast tour, it's available at KalaniPaleMusic.com. They're selling fast.
And tell your friends, there's so many people that come out for these, and it's so special because these are venues where you can actually interact and share that love and share the aloha.
Right. It's all about aloha.
It is.
Alani got to perform at the Grammy Museum in 2017, which was kind of crazy because he was nominated. He didn't win yet. And then he won the weekend after.
I remember seeing him leaving in the parking lot all dressed up and excited. It was so exciting to see.
It's a nonprofit, called Mele Me. So it's Mele Me in LA, and it launches Mele Me from January into the summer, all the Hawaii events. But we didn't have the YouTube video of it until this week.
So up?
It's up on Kalani's YouTube channel.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
So you get to see the rerun of Kalani performing at the Grammy Museum.
I want to share that.
Yeah, you can see that Uncle Henry singing. Yeah.
And Henry Capone was there?
Yeah. And you know, the wonderful thing is, I bumped into him again at Down to Earth, where we love that place.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, you sang at the museum. And now we're like best of friends because we did the recording of C&K, the songs of C&K, the new album that came out. And collaborating with him was amazing to do All in Love is Fair in Hawaiian and English.
Yeah. Was that the one that was on TV that they recorded? That was beautiful.
He's a legend.
Yes, he is.
And he's amazing.
And he is so full of aloha. I've known him for years and years and years.
Absolutely. We love Henry.
Wonderful. Now, I have a question. Why have you not done or have you considered doing a live recording?
It's in the making. It's in the thinking process. I may want to, but we'll see. I mean, I would like to do a live DVD, like a music video, like an actual DVD.
That would
video.
Be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. Yeah.
But I don't know about a live yet.
Now there's no Hoku Hana Hana, and you've gone to that, and you won an Ohoku award 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you're going to you've submitted this because closing date is tomorrow or something?
The closing date is in a few days.
And the 18th?
4 p.m.
You do the time, 4 p.m.? And did you submit your CD?
We submitted, yes. Mm-hmm. All in purple wrapping
did
paper.
Did you seriously
purple
do that?
Purple binder.
You did that.
Purple checks, whatever you want.
I can't hear you unless you're on the microphone, Alan. You need to talk into the microphone. Sorry. You did a purple box and the whole thing?
No, the post office lost our box.
Alan, you don't have to talk about that.
Oh, no.
But they found it. Thank God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Praise the Lord. They did. We certified it. But yes, the Nahoku Hanohana Awards is, what year is this? The 42nd?
I think 40? Is it
42 years.
42 years.
Wow. Celebrating 42 years of music in Hawaii.
May 23rd, I think it's May 23rd.
And the Grammy Awards is 61 years.
Yeah, 61 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mary Monarch is about 56 or 55.
Uh-huh. Wow. So do you find that there's a renaissance and that by your energy of achieving this amazing, amazing success in the 3 or 4 years since you've been doing this, has that inspired other Hawaiian artists to?
Numerous. They email me. They come to me.
Wait a second. There you are. Okay.
They email me, come to me. They tell me they're inspired to record their music, to send their music out for recording or getting produced or engineered, and then getting it into the Recording Academy for the next year's Grammy Awards, getting on the prelim ballot for the Nahoku Hanohana Awards. I mean, they're inspired, young to, you know, from the young and old. I mean, those who've been in the business for 30 years come to me, those who just started. So, like, yeah, we just started 3 years ago, but I've been singing my entire life.
Right.
For 30 years of my life, I just didn't start my professional recording until 3 years ago. And so, I mean, when people tell me, Kalani, I want to do this. Is it possible to do it? I'm like, anything is possible.
Yes. And on top of that, this gives people hope. And hope is really important.
Faith.
Because a lot of people, thank you, Alan, a lot of people don't understand that it gets discouraging out there for people. And they don't think that they're going to, number one, it's very, very hard to make money as a musician. And so they go, well, how can I do this? But the reach you get and the aloha you share, and you certainly know that you spend every single dime you make in doing what you're doing, because it's expensive.
You got to spend more money to make money, I guess.
People don't understand how much it costs to do these tours and, you know, to do the hotels and the airfare and the you know, outfits and the music and everything. It's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But you're doing it without even thinking about that. You're just doing it with everything you got, right?
Oh, I'm always thinking about finances.
Do you get some? Have you found some sponsors? Have you been able to get some?
I think we have a lot of great sponsors. I'm wearing right now Manuhealii. They sponsor me all the time for my photo shoots, my stories, on my CD.
Tell me about it and who does
it. We're talking big sponsors.
Yeah, well, these are Manuhealii sponsors for my
clothes.
Mm-hmm. And then I have Pineapple Palaka for clothes. Mm-hmm. I have other local sponsors.
Trades Hawaii.
They're all local.
You need Hawaiian Air.
I know.
They got a new director. Yeah.
Oh, really?
He just started.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, so we're going to let him get his feet wet.
Good for you.
And then we'll go pound on the door in the next couple months.
Good for you, because that would be...
Kimi Miner is working with Alaska Airlines right now. The marketing for them have been very going good. Our song already got placed on Southwest Airlines. It's coming this year. So they're building their website. So Kalani's music from his first album got placed thanks to Dave Tutarone.
Now there's more and more people, like, now Hawaiian Airlines has the music video. So when you go there and you've seen it, right? They have some of the videos. It'd be nice for you to have your videos included.
We did that already.
Oh, you did?
We did shot one in Hanalei with Maui hula dancers.
How did you get it in? Did you send it to
Hawaiian? No, we were picked.
Oh, you were picked?
There was only like 6 artists picked.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of people see that.
That reminds me. They shot 10 videos, and they're doing 5 now, and then they're going to rotate this year to the next 5.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, because Henry Capono's on one of those. Uh-huh. You see that, right? Because it plays over and over again.
You know, Hawaiian Airlines take good care of us, and we've done a few corporate events with them. And
yeah, we've done a show at Hawaii Theater for the VIP Platinum members.
Wow.
And what was funny about that is... we met another new director, Gregory Dunn, at the Hawaii Theater Center.
Wow.
We met him while we did that VIP concert for only about 100 VIP members.
We love you, Greg.
And he booked Kalani for the May Day's Lady show at Hawaii Theater.
Nice. So that's May Day's a beautiful theater.
It is.
So he'll be there with his full band. May 3rd, 2019, and we have an incredible lineup.
Oh, how exciting.
Amy Hanaya-Li'i Gilliam, Nahoa.
Yamanaka.
Mark Yamanaka.
Wow, he's great. Yeah.
And Halau Namamo Pu'uanahulu Sunny Ching. So we invited our friends to be part of
and
my May Day
Ladies
concert.
Wow.
And we're excited for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're booking out now about 7-8 months?
You're booked out a
year now?
We're booking into 2020.
Yes.
Wow. And are you doing the booking, Alan? Or
when I feel like it.
I don't know how you have time with everything else going on, right? I mean, there's a lot going on for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need someone to maybe take
Well, we work with Pacifica Artists Network, another company of Maui. Mm-hmm. Karen Fisher, a lot of artists.
She's my booking.
A lot of artists work with her.
We love her, Henry, Uncle George.
We
love you, Karen.
Yeah, no, Karen's great.
So all the mainland, all the big like lineups, and she knows how to get you around on the mainland.
Yeah.
She knows in the Northwest, Bay Area, mm-hmm. SoCal. Like, she knows how to navigate you through and what works and what does not mm-hmm. work. And you really have to know the mainland.
Oh, yeah.
To work your way down. You can't do Northwest. Go do Bay Area no. and go back up.
She's phenomenal.
No, no, no.
So Karen Fisher, Pacifica Artists Network, work with many people. Uncle George, Kahumoku, myself, yeah. Ra'i Atea.
Yeah.
I mean, she's an amazing former CEO of the Mac, right? Yes. And she is, we've been with her for almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
And then my Japan tours are separate promoters and friends. But instead of saying booking agents and promoters, I call them my friends. They're my friends.
Yeah, they are.
And they're part of our team. And so Alan is my business partner in the music business, but he's my fiance. He's my friend. Mm-hmm. He's my best friend.
Yeah.
He hears everything. I vent to him about the world.
And you know what? You can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. You know, you really do have to have the village. Mm-hmm. You have to have the support. And not only that, you need to know you can trust those people. Mm-hmm. And it's one thing to have people who want to work with you, but there has to be a deep, deep understanding and trust that's going on, you know, correct. And that's got to be the heart tie, right? The tie that lasts. Like you and Alan have this really deep tie together.
Yes.
And you understand each other
so
beautifully.
He ties me down with a bow tie.
He does.
Okay, I'm joking.
Well, Kalani, I'm glad you like Karen. Things are going great. And just so
we love
for
Karen.
Those of you who don't know, we're on 3 live broadcasts right now.
Instagram?
Facebook, everywhere.
Everywhere, right?
Because we're with Cindy Paulos of
Okay, so now that you're so busy, what do you do to keep yourself? I mean, you're pretty natural. Yeah, sane and healthy, because you got to protect this voice, right?
Mm-hmm. I do my best to rest, but I like to do paleo baking. I like to make ginger snaps and paleo banana bread. That makes me happy to bake a little bit.
Ah.
Healthier almond flour.
Paleo banana bread.
Mm-hmm. You got to try it. I should bring you some.
You should. Absolutely.
And ginger snap cookies that are paleo. Not using organic sugar.
Do you cook sugar. Or does Alan cook?
Alan's a better cook.
Uh-huh.
But well, to a certain degree. And, well, look at me. I'm voluptuous and fluffy. But I love to bake good, healthy stuff. But Alan's, you know, you never deny. There's always skinny chefs out there. He's a skinny chef. Uh-huh. He's good.
Yeah.
But people think the healthier chef, the bigger guys are always the best cooks. No,
not skinny anymore.
Mm-hmm. He's a little fluffy.
No, but
I'm just joking.
But you know, there is something. You think of opera singers, some of the great ones, of course, had some fluff.
Right.
Right? I mean, some
of
the biggest.
Pavarotti.
Yes, Pavarotti. Yes, Pavarotti had a lot of
fluff.
I wasn't talking about Kalani's fluff. I was talking about my fluff.
You don't have any fluff. You don't have an inch of fluff.
Sorry.
You can have that, you know, because it does take a little bit of that to have that. I mean, you have a big voice. You have a very big voice.
I'm very grateful and praise God for that and for the gift and love and you and friends. And I just,
Did you ever have formal training for singing?
I did at 4 years old. At 4 years old, prior to 4, I was diagnosed with a speech impediment, stuttered as a child. So my mom put me through. Actually, what happened is, I don't really remember Kaiko'o Mall in Hilo, but mm-hmm. there was this store called JCPenney's. I ran away from my parents, and a kid runs around, you know, when you're attracted to something, they run to something, right? And so, long story short, my mom panicked, got the security, and they found me serenading a mannequin.
Not.
Mm-hmm, and they realized that speech therapy would not work for me, and so they put me into choir, and I learned ear training and music theory as a young child. Took some piano lessons, but I wasn't into piano, so I got into more choirs, elite choirs. I also took vocal performance with professors in college at Colorado Mesa University. I first majored in vocal performance, and then I thought, I'm not going to do music full-time. I can't teach. This is not for me.
Why? Because
I assumed they all got paid like $30,000 a year. So I'm like, no. And so I got into mass communications, graduated with my bachelor's degree in public relations, news editor. So that's where the aloha comes in, marketing business. Yeah. So I got my bachelor's degree, worked on my master's in early child education, and taught full time as a teacher, creating curriculum at Kamehameha. Mm-hmm. But since the Grammy win, I'm like, the Grammys in the Recording Academy. And I want to say aloha to Pacific Northwest Chapter, hashtag Pacific Northwest Chapter, Michael Compton. We love you guys. Because of that chapter and because of the Recording Academy, and all our friends in the Recording Academy, I'm able to network with people and tour and live my dream as a full-time musician. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the accolade that gave me the full-time. I mean, it was a stamp of approval, but like, now I can live my dream and tour and ride the wave for a bit. I can always go back to the classroom because I love my students. I love teaching. I love my community. I love my families.
You're teaching the world through your words.
That's
and
education,
your music.
Insight.
Your service. It is your service. This is what you're doing.
God's service, yes.
That's right. It is. And that gives you the pure quality that you, because a voice reflects the soul. Mm. I believe that, you know. And you have this beautiful gift of this heavenly voice.
Thank you, Cindy.
And that comes from the highest,
you
right?
You too. And I love your album and your spoken word.
You're so sweet.
I just love when you're talking.
I could sing like you sing. But I can't. But so that's why I'm on the air and I'm able to do this. You love your music. What are you pulling? Go down and dig deep into that. Let's pick one more. Last time you were in here, you found a CD, and it was so cute. You were I saw you on Facebook playing it for your friends.
Yes.
You actually have an album player at home.
I do. I love my vinyl.
We love KOI because they actually still have records.
I don't know.
Look at Gabby there.
Or there's Gabby or Uncle, God bless Uncle Sira Pahinui. Or
Kalapana.
Yeah. Or is there any of the Lim family in here? We gotta find.
Well, Hawaiian music is in that section there.
Oh, there's treasures, ladies and gentlemen.
There are treasures.
We'll be digging.
You should be digging. We should do an Hawaiian music show. We'd love you to do an Hawaiian music show. We used to have a show for years called Hawaiian Sunset. Mm. But you'd have to be able to be around when you're not on tour to do it or record it, because you would be great with that. Because we like to share that. We like to share that aloha.
Of course.
We have
on
Hawaiian music station, which, of course, we play your music on the spirit. On 1240 AM.
Thank you so much.
No, because we love that music, and your music is quality music. And
thank you.
Again, people don't understand. To do a CD can cost thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Correct. Yep.
It is. People don't understand that.
A lot
you know?
Of money.
Yeah, and then to ship it out to people and to get it out there, because you have to do that as part of marketing, right?
And we're so lucky that we have Maui's Gems, Uncle Willie K on this album. Amy Hanayali is on this album at the beginning with Hilo March, the first track.
Oh.
Maui's own Daryl Fujiwara, who does the graphics. Maui's own. You know, I work with Maui people as well. Big Island people, Noelani Sugata on digital marketing. Uncle Moon Kawakahi, of the former member of Makaha Sons of Ni'iha, Ho'okena 3.0, Casey Olsen of Waianae, my teacher Kawanoi Kamana, the wonderful Aaron Salah, and I mahalo Manuhealii Kinizamoa, Native Intelligence of Maui here for my for my photo shoots. Leilani Pearson of Haku, Leilani of Maui, Makawao, and Native Arts and Cultures Foundation for giving me a grant to also fulfill my dreams. I mean, independent musicians, man. I mean, we work so hard as indies. We buy our own clothes. We buy our own... We have to live off of our tours. We work so hard. You know, I am my label. I am Kalani Pe'a LLC. We pay our own taxes, and I really honor other indies, you know.
Go get them, Kalani.
You know,
don't stop.
And I'm sorry, you know, there's a lot of trials and tribulations, but there will not be a shutdown on my music business. I'm sorry. We got to work.
Do people understand also what it costs if you're going to put an ad in Billboard or something such as that?
Oh, my God!
People do not understand that if you're going to do that, my gosh, that's a cost of a CD. If you're going to do a big ad, you can make a CD for an ad in Billboard.
Oh,
me ole I ke kana a ke aloha with Cindy Paulos. Oh yes. Okay, we're done. Sorry, I had to do that.
That was that's with Amy on that track.
Yes,
right? Yeah, another wonderful, wonderful Hawaiian artist that we're so blessed to know and love, and it does so much. You know, I've watched her and her daughter grow up, and gosh, I did an interview with her 25 years ago.
Really?
On a TV show. I did. Oh yeah.
What was the name of the TV show?
Tube Works. I did it
on Maui.
Yeah, local. No, I'm sorry. It was local licks.
Wow.
Local licks. Yeah, I did it for years here. On the Kaku, I had a Hawaiian music show, and I interviewed people.
Amy is incredible. She's a five-time Grammy nominee.
Yeah. I didn't know that she was a five-time Grammy nominee.
Yes, mm-hmm. Five times. She holds the highest record for the most noms ever in the history of Hawaiian music.
I was not aware of that.
Five-time.
Wow, mm-hmm. Amazing. And of course,
she's an amazing woman.
Ngahoku Hanahana.
18.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She's a diva.
She's also on
She's a diva.
You know, Amy is at...
We love her.
Amy's at Nalu's usually on Wednesdays in Kihei.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she does a dinner show. And you can just buy the show at the dinner. So if, you know, if you're a fan of Hawaiian music, Amy's on Kalani's new Grammy-nominated album. But you can go see Amy alone at Nalu's every Wednesday in Kihei, South Maui. And she'll also be at the May Day is Lady concert at the Historic Hawaii Theater, May 3rd, 2019.
Mark your calendars.
Now you need a purple wine. Like, you know, she does the wines. You need a purple wine.
Yeah.
Instead of red wine, you're going to have called
purple-licious.
Wine.
It's going to be
purple-licious.
Called... It's going to be called...
purple-licious.
Oh, we'll have purple everything
it's gonna
before be, you know
it's
it.
It's going to be called purple-licious.
I love that. That's a keeper.
Or because I'm very fluffy. Here's the thing. It's gonna be called Purplicious Bear. You get it? Purplicious Bear wine.
I like it.
Coin that.
Yeah. Well, I bet you could have some the winemaker at Tedeschi Vineyard.
And we're excited for our concert tonight, The Shops of Wailea. I'm singing tonight at 5:30 PM to
wonderful.
7. I'm featuring Miss Alohahula 2006 Namakana Lim Carvalho, as well as the award winning Kumuhula Kahulu Maluo Pearson of Halau Kamaluo Kalehulu tonight, 5:30 at the Fountain Courtyard. Come.
Do you ever say to Alan, I'm working so much, I need a break?
All the time. You know what I want to do?
You know what he told me last week?
I'm afraid
I told the news.
He said, I'm not going to do any more interviews or press.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm tired. I need to relax. But only for Cindy Paulos.
No,
only for Cindy.
No, and then we got up today, and he's like,
I want to see Cindy.
He goes, Cindy called.
Because Cindy's my friend. Because Cindy's my homie.
I was like, of course, let's go.
Yeah, because Cindy's my best friend.
Every day you never know, you know. Yeah.
Because I pick and choose.
Kalani is tired. Yeah.
I did not know you said, I'm on.
You know what I want to do? I want to go to Tahiti and gather all the pearls and sing for the people and sing half naked under the coconut tree.
You should absolutely
and just bathe naked in the ocean.
You need to do that, Kalani.
Yes.
You can go to Tahiti. Contact Paul Gauguin Cruises.
I need
that. They would love that. No, that would be one
thing. I need Tahiti. I need to relax.
You could be, they have a wonderful 300 person.
They want me to sing there.
You should.
But I just want to relax, too.
You've got to do that. That should be reward.
And lather myself with coconut oil and Tahitian pearls.
You need to do this after all your latest tours and getting another Grammy nomination. And possibly, I think, you've got a good chance for the Grammy Award.
Oh, thank you.
And then that's your reward.
The reward is just to be nominated and representing.
Okay, how about that? If you do win, Kalani, then you can go to Tahiti.
Yes. Wait, whoa.
Yes.
You're telling me this, Alan?
He is on record.
On record,
it's
Alan.
It's recorded.
And if I don't.
It's recorded.
And it's okay if it goes to another person, can I still go to Tahiti?
No.
Oh, my. That's scary.
If you win.
Oh, if you win.
Then you can go.
Well, wow.
Good luck.
And the boats are already in, folks, so it won't make a difference if you boat for them for that reason right now. But, you know. He deserves it. I, you know, it's been a real honor, and I'm so glad you took the time, even though you're so busy working.
Thank you,
so
my friend. We love you, Cindy Paulos.
I love to have you. It's always a treat to see you.
I love you with all my heart, my friend.
I know. I love you, too. And Alan, you're just a beautiful, beautiful couple, and you do some wonderful things for the world.
We love you and Ka'oi Radio.
Of Aloha. And thank you. And get out there and see him tonight. My gosh, while you can. right there at the shops at Wailea.
And KalaniPeamusic.com. Thank you
for getting that in. So important. Well, it's been a real treat, and I don't know if I'll see you till after the next part. Who knows? I might still take a fly in and see you there in Los Angeles. But if not, I'll be following it all on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Watch the replay on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
Aloha.